Price, Neil Kelly, Orange County's Register of Voters, and we are at 74 days out from the June primary election. Today is March 26th. Welcome back to our podcast. And today we're going to talk about something that's very important. That's the distribution of election supplies to our poll workers. And with me today is Imelda Carrillo. Imelda is our election services manager. Imelda, howdy.
Hello.
And Sol Avila is our warehouse lead. And Sol, you know, you've been around here for a bit, and you've kind of seen the whole process of warehouse, the evolution of what we've done in the warehouse. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Great. Thank you. So let's talk about, and we're going to start with Imelda first. What we have to do for poll workers is very important, and that is distributing supplies to them before the election day. And we do that to the inspectors. The inspectors are the ones that pick up the supplies. Now, Imelda, tell everybody how we normally do this.
Normally, distribution day for inspectors is a Saturday before the election on Tuesday. So we're packing out starting Tuesday, Wednesday night. We really have to pack out up until Friday morning. The vendors are coming on Friday with their trucks, and we pack up the different trucks to set them out on Saturday morning at 5 a.m.
Right, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but to give everyone a visual, I mean, we're talking these are large cardboard boxes that contain a large amount of supplies that basically allows you to open up a poll site from start to finish.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, everything's in that box that you need to run Election Day.
Right. So now we have, for June, we're going to have about 6,000 poll workers, which means we're going to be close to 1,200 inspectors, give or take a little bit. We have to deliver 1,200 boxes out there. It's a huge challenge for us. And what we're going to be doing differently for this time is we're going to have the opportunity for inspectors to pick up their supplies early, and that will take place on Thursday, June 3rd, from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Orange County Fairgrounds. How is this a little bit more unique than we normally do it?
It's a great opportunity for inspectors to free up their weekend. However, it also messes with our schedule a little bit in the sense that we have to plan a little bit earlier.
Right.
Normally, pack out would start maybe on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. Now you're looking at pack out the weekend before.
Yeah, which is a challenge because a lot of these things that are coming together right about that time. So to be able to put all of those items, and I should say that a lot of those are precinct specific, so to put them all together at one time is tough. Now let's talk to Sol for a second, because Sol, you are instrumental in this whole process of supply distribution, starting from the moment we are putting supplies in the boxes, right?
That is correct, Neil.
So now when we're putting supplies in the boxes, you know, this is hard work.
Yes, it is. It's pretty large task.
People don't realize you're talking about heavy lifting that's going on, and we're putting these boxes with heavy supplies like ballots and other things on conveyors and doing it quickly and putting boxes and tape on it.
Well, yeah, absolutely, Neil. And on top of that, we tend to be accurate.
Right. We have to be.
We have to be.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
So now what's going to be fun about this OC Fair event is that we're getting all these supplies out there on Thursday when normally we'd be packing them out on Thursday, right?
Correct.
We'd be getting them ready. Let's tell everybody out there how many lanes we're going to have at the Orange County Fair event.
It looks like we're going to be having 13 different lanes mm-hmm. for all of Orange County.
Right.
We expect 75% or better of the folks to come out and join us there to pick up their supplies early.
Let's hope. That would be great.
Yes.
Right. And so when everybody pulls into the lot there at Orange County Fairgrounds, and again, they can come anytime from 2 to 8 p.m., they're going to have their poll worker pass card. We'll talk a little bit about that more in a future podcast, but they'll have a card, we'll scan it, they go right to their lane. What's the goal here, Sol? I mean, because we've talked a lot about this and how long we want these folks to be able to get their supplies so they're not waiting.
We're looking at 5 minutes or less, Neil, that we would like for the folks to pull in, get their supplies, ask questions if needed, and send them on their way.
We're setting the bar pretty high, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
but I'm confident we could do it. I know that we could do this. Inspectors will see information on this when they get their election materials from us. There'll be an insert. We're going to be talking about this in the newsletters. There'll be a lot of information out there. And you can get information at ocvote.com/OCFair. Real easy, OCFAIR. And you'll get information on this whole event. And it's coming up real soon on June 3rd. Don't forget, stay tuned to these podcasts for more information. We will talk to you soon.